Let's go, man. We here live and in living color. Man, we coming off the heels of Royal Rumble weekend. A lot of crazy things to get to today. You know, we got to talk about the Royal Rumble and the Royal Rumble winners. Also, the controversy spilling over on X, aka Twitter. We got some people calling for an all-women's pay-per-view again. Some people don't believe John Cena should break, you know, the 16-time world championship record. We got our monthly power rankings. We got Raw reviews. Man, so let's get straight into it. The Royal Rumble took place in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was lit, man. The stars were out, you know. Kai Cenat, I Show Speed, we'll get to that. Tyrese Halliburton, O'Shea Jackson. Man, it was a lot, man. So from that perspective, how you feel the Royal Rumble went as far as like being star-studded and hyped and all that?
Oh, the Royal Rumble was a show stealer, man. That card probably perfect from top to bottom. I don't care what nobody say. That's arguably, like, honestly, if you want me to be real about it, that's arguably like one of the greatest Royal Rumbles that I've seen. You know what I mean? So that's up there. That's up there. Definitely up there.
Man, let's kick it off with the Women's Royal Rumble. We had, you know, returns. We had some debuts. We had some interesting moments going down. Returns, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Bella. We had Jordan Grace in the Rumble. We had, you know, bras popping off. We had Bianca Belair laughing in the corner as she was getting stumped into Naomi's chest. Now, we had a lot going on in the Women's Royal Rumble, but ultimately it was Charlotte who came out with the W, man. So what was your take on that? You know, Charlotte coming back and winning the whole thing.
I mean, look. I honestly think that there was, like, if I'm being real, there was more of, like, there was honestly more of, like, deserving, competitors in that Royal Rumble that actually deserved to win that match over Charlotte Flair. Hell, I would even like to see Nia Jax win the Royal Rumble. Like, you know what I mean? It was even, like, at that point. Because there was a story going into that. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. But Charlotte winning the Royal Rumble, I guess we got to wait and see if it's the right call. But according to the IWC, that was nowhere near the right call. And honestly, when we get into it about, you know, Monday Night Raw, the fans in attendance let them know that that wasn't a good call. So, I mean.
Man, it's tough, man. Shout out Charlotte Flair being a soldier. We will dive more in depth. But, you know, going through all she's going through with the injuries, with the, you know, personal issues on the side, man, and her coming back, winning the thing. You know, it's cool to see. Now, I agree with you. She probably wouldn't have been my pick to win that Rumble. I was, you know, more so looking forward to Io Sky possibly winning. And then also, I'm not going to lie, when Jordan Grace made her debut, or like not really debut, but when she returned and like she's now a WWE superstar now, I was like, man, I could really see Jordan Grace versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Like, I'm really, you know, could buy into that. Obviously, you know, it's been reported that she's going to start off in NXT. So we won't be getting that for a while. But what did you think of, like, the layout of the Women's Royal Rumble overall as far as, like, you know, Nikki Bella being number 30? We didn't get AJ Lee. Trish Stratus was in the Rumble. You know, what was...
Oh, yeah. The star power that was in that Royal Rumble, that was honestly, like, that was, like, one of the most, like, decent Royal Rumble, like, layouts for, like, a women's match, for, like, a women's Royal Rumble match since it started. Am I right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, honestly, you really couldn't ask for more. But, like I said, the winner... Little questionable. Not gonna say it wasn't the wrong, you know. I'm not gonna say it was the wrong or right call, but it was a little questionable. But I mean, yeah. If they keep this up, bro, the Royal Rumbles are only gonna keep cooking and cooking and cooking and cooking.
I mean, I really feel like, you know, the women showed out. And that prompted, you know, before the event even happened, Bailey was doing an interview in which she stated that she would actually like to see Evolution 2. Of course, Evolution was the first ever all women's PLE. And I'm pulling up the quote from Bailey right now. So she was definitely looking, she's definitely thinking it's time. And I quote, "That's even more opportunities for women's wrestling to be showcased. There's so much more to do. Now we have two more titles we can go after. I've been dying for Evolution 2. I think now is the perfect time. Bigger than ever. We have more girls than ever. We can have a freaking back-to-back two-night show if we wanted to, like WrestleMania. There's so many girls, so many at NXT. We get to do this TNA partnership. We got two new titles. What are we doing? Let's do it." And that was Bailey's words, man. Do you feel, you know, that she writing this, she justified for feeling this way?
Oh, 100%. I agree. You know, they have enough. Like, and this, and honestly, so the first Evolution was honestly under the Vince McMahon umbrella. So just imagine what Evolution 2 would be under Triple H or Paul Levesque's umbrella. You know what I mean? Like, it's only so much. It's a whole lot that you could do. Because look at the roster on SmackDown, on Raw. Hell, the roster on NXT alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? The women's roster. They killing it over there. So that's something that I can honestly see. Like, that is a real, like, that is like a realistic scenario right there. So I'm looking forward to seeing if they'll actually pull it off. But I ain't gonna lie, I could definitely see that happening either this year, like in the late fall, late or winter or whatever. I kind of see that happening, or probably even as early as summer.
No, I definitely agree. Now, I don't know about no whole like two nights, you know. I
wouldn't oh, no, be mad two at nights,
it, but I feel
I wouldn't
like,
be mad know, at two nights, but you would have to tell a whole bunch of stories.
That's what I'm saying,
ranging from SmackDown, ranging from Raw, and then ranging from NXT. But see, now that Raw is kind of on this, oh, we're done, like whenever we're done, like schedule, where it's not always going to be 3 hours, not always going to be 2.5 hours. You know what I mean? So now you have to kind of go off of, okay, well, now we got to make more stories. Now we got to find a way to fit these stories in, you know?
Nah, definitely. Man, so what would be some dream matches you would want to see at a potential Evolution 2 that you could think of?
If they do, like, if they treat it as like a Worlds Collide kind of deal, where they have like NXT versus like the main roster, I could see a lot of scenarios. I could see possibly Tiffany Stratton going against, who could she go against? Jada Parker. I could see that happening. I could see, honestly, Nia Jax taking on. See Nia Jax taking on like either a Last Legend or a Kalani Jordan.
Yeah, that would
or
be.
You can even pull the whole, you can make honestly the main event of that whole card, depending on who's holding the championship. You could have the whole Roxanne Perez versus Bayley ordeal, depending on where y'all put the show at. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a lot you could do. You can even have tag matches, fatal four ways. Hell, you can even throw a battle royal in. I wouldn't be mad.
No, nah, definitely. For me.
But the battle royal would have to mean something, though. You have to at least get a trophy or something at the end.
Or a championship or something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But no crown jewel championships, though. No crown jewel championships. No, sir.
It'll most likely be like that. But nah, for me, I would want to see Cora Jade versus Lita. I know that sounds crazy, but I would want to see that. As I said earlier, got to give Jordan Grace versus Rhea Ripley. Or you could do Zarya versus Rhea Ripley or Stephanie Vaquer versus Rhea Ripley.
That would be dope. Fatal four-way.
Could do that. But then I got another fatal four-way. You know, we want to see who's the best Japanese women's wrestler. I want to see Asuka versus Kairi Sane versus Io versus Julia, you know. Who really, you know, the best one of them?
That would cook. That would cook, bro. That would
Bianca,
cook.
Bianca Belair, Jada Parker. Come on now. Like, that's.
See, this guy, the booker right here, bro. You know what I mean? This guy right here is the booker, but like I said before on this pod, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, the OGs know we are not bookers around here. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely. And one more, I don't think it would happen. It would have to be years until, like, you know, WWE would feel comfortable. But we got to get that Charlotte Flair versus Tessa Blanchard off rip. Got to get that. I'm just saying. I know they're going to hate me, but hey.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, but, yeah.
Hey, but, you know, I'm with you, Bailey, on that one. I definitely want an Evolution, too. And but back to the Royal Rumble. The Street Profits showed up and cost the Motor City Machine Guns the tag titles. They also attacked DIY after this match. Now, granted, this wasn't the most hype, you know, match of the evening. But how do you feel about, you know, the Street Profits coming back, getting in the tag team picture, you know, and the story they're doing with that?
I'm surprised. Believe it or not, I'm actually surprised that they're actually pulling, you know, the trigger on this whole, like, heel persona of the Street Profits. I'm pretty sure now they are heels now.
Shoot, hopefully.
I would hope they were
supposed to be, but.
Yeah, but then they had Bobby Lashley and stuff. But it's the thing, though, like when that faction, you know, came into play, like, people just couldn't help but cheer it, you know what I mean? Like, they tried to boo it, you know, we tried to boo it for a little while, but it's like, yeah. They were still doing babyface-ish stuff. There was really no heelish stuff. They weren't coming out there every week doing no heelish promo, none of that. So, of course, you're going to think, okay, let's just cheer them. That's going to be the automatic, you know, it's going to just be, you know, the assumption. But now, I kind of hope that this is like their second shot at trying to be heels, because, bro, Montez Ford as a heel, Angelo Dawkins is a heel.
I can see it.
I would like to see something like that. You know what I mean? Give us what we were supposed to get when they paired him with Bobby Lashley.
Nah, that's a fact. But I still think just because of their aura, they still gonna get cheered no matter what. Like, that's just, I feel like people want to see, like, both of those guys break out so bad. Like, they probably gonna get cheered no matter what. But I dig it, man. If it ends up with them getting the tag team titles back, as long as they don't lose it to the Bloodline in 5 seconds, man, I'm with it.
Cause you already know, man, Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga, man, they looking for them championships again. Yeah. Which they should have never originally got them off of them in the first place, but they trying to get them again, man.
Man, speaking of two championships, we had the ladder match between Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens. This intense rivalry, you know, came down to one of these guys leaving Indianapolis, the champion. And that ended up being Cody Rhodes. They was going crazy in that ladder match. Sami Zayn was out there, and he didn't really do a lot of nothing, which I have a feeling, you know, cost him in his future, but... how you felt about that match? You being a professional wrestler, some of them bumps. I don't know.
Kevin Owens. Look, Kevin Owens is and will forever be the MVP of that match.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bruh, the bumps he was
taking.
He the MVP
of this story to me.
Dog. Dude left it all out there in the ring, bro. He left it all out there with them bumps, bro. The dude was, man, look. The Alabama slam onto that ladder, the way he folded, bro.
Yeesh.
Shoot, how Booker T said? That's how I was feeling, man. But honestly, I was, you know what I mean? I was kind of hoping that Cody Rhodes was going to pull the whole, you know, Razor Ramon thing. And throw the new championship on the floor and keep the Winged Eagle belt. Mm-hmm. That would have killed it right there, man. I would have been like, hey, he got it now. That's the title that we're going for now. But hey, I guess we're keeping the new title still. So,
man, you unfortunately, know, so
I'm
one.
Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all, that y'all can't see that championship no more. But it is what it is. I liked it though. I like it. This thing, I like that they kept that title for the story. You know what I mean? I like that they kept that title for the story, but this is another key point a lot of people didn't see, though. Or maybe they did. But, bruh, did you notice how Cody Rhodes had to spin back and flaunt on Kevin Owens, bruh?
Of course.
Doesn't that scream heel to you? Or just something that's like a seed planet or something? Doesn't that scream like seed planet?
I mean, it screams Homelander to me, if that's what you're asking me.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
No.
They've been planting them seeds, honestly, since the backstage segment with Carmelo Hayes. they've been planting them seeds, bro. It's been subtle, though. It's been real subtle. Just real, real subtle. They ain't putting it all out there yet. But you can kind of see a little bit. You know what I mean? It's interesting. It's interesting.
Definitely, man. I want to talk on the other side of things, man. The Kevin Owens side of things. Man, with his work lately, I've always been a big fan of Kevin Owens, especially when he's a heel. Like, he's good on the mic. He's great in the ring. Very underrated. Do you think we'll ever see Kevin Owens hold that world championship again?
I still believe, and I don't care what nobody say, I still believe he beat Roman Reigns in that Last Man Standing match. I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to stand on that business all day, every day. I don't care, bro. He won that Last Man Standing match. So he technically is champ. I'm just playing. Let me stop. But honestly, bro, I would like to see him as champion, definitely, you know, one more time. Just because, like, he's been putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing his stuff, man. You got to give that man his flowers. So it's like, I mean, but if it ain't a world championship, I mean, I guess you got to give him the mid card. But it's like, he could do so much with that world championship, man. Like, he could do so much with that, bro. Like, he's already shown that he could carry a company.
Yeah.
It is a matter of now, can you carry the company under the Triple H umbrella? Which I think he really can.
I think he could. From what he did at NXT, I think he could. He just got the problem with his first championship reign, it was unfortunately booked by the man that should not be named. And then, like, you know, then look who he lost it to. He lost it to Goldberg to hype up, you know, the Brock Lesnar feud. So I feel like after that, unfortunately, he was never really taken that serious again. And he never really, you know, got the title back after that. So I don't know. But I definitely think if you give Kevin Owens the ball, you put the pill in his hands, he dropping the triple double.
He's going to make it for sure.
Of course. That boy going to go full Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns. So, yeah.
I see what you did there, bro. Look, man. We ain't going to speak on that. We ain't even going to speak on that, bro.
They don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just making
that's what I'm saying, but it's the thing, though. I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
But we're going to move on to the men's Royal Rumble match, man. It was full of a lot of memorable moments, exciting moments, what-if moments. This one really had, for better or for worse. Yes, some BS moments. This, for better or for worse, had the whole internet talking, man. The men's Royal Rumble. Let's start off with I Show Speed. Filling in for Tozawa, who got attacked from behind by Carmelo Hayes, wasn't able to make it to the match, so his spot got given to I Show Speed on the spot. He got in the ring. He got him an elimination. He eliminated Otis, but then after that, it was all downhill because Bron Breakker speared the brakes off that boy. Otis dumped him on the table. He had a nasty gash on his leg after the show. He was limping. And he said he's never coming back to the WWE. So, how you feel about it? What you think? This is the most viral moment, and one of the most viral moments in WWE.
That was definitely the entertainment aspect of the match, if I don't say so myself. You know what I mean? Because everything about that segment was funny. It was funny. You know, ISO Speed gets an elimination, gets speared. Pro tip, please, y'all, for anybody that wants to get into, you know, professional wrestling is that in nature, just know this stuff, what is done in that ring is real. Okay. So, pro tip, if you ever want to start re like wrestling and stuff, tuck your chin. Because I played that clip back and dog did not tuck his chin. That's why it looked like he was out. He was out of it, bro. It looked like he got temporarily knocked out for a second. Or bare minimum, best case scenario, he got whiplash. But dog
Probably.
did not, bro, dog did not leave out of that ring the same way that, you know, that he walked out. Ain't no way.
My boy said he ain't never coming back. It
He'll be
was
back. He'll be back, bro.
funny because, like, not to, get into this right now. We got a segment for this later, but I saw a lot of people on the internet was like, man, wrestling's supposed to be fake, man. He did that on purpose to send a message, trying to prove something. So what do you think about that? Do you feel like, it's just you've been in that ring, so you feel like this is just what happened in the ring, or how do you feel?
I kind of can't stand when people say that wrestling is like fake, bro. Like you do see that, like people like Big E, you know, break their neck on a move that's supposed to be quote unquote simple. You know what I mean? You know, you got people like I can name another example. It was a spot that what's her face took, Victoria, during a match on Raw. Literally, hair head slam on the mat, just clean on the mat. That didn't look fake to me. You know what I mean? So,
Yoshitatsu taking a
like, it's
Styles
a
Clash.
look, a lot of people have gotten injured in that ring. Randy Orton. Randy Orton's been injured in the ring. A lot of people's favorite wrestler. You know what I
Seth
mean?
Rollins.
Seth Rollins. It happens to the best. You know what I mean? It's a part of it's part of the game, unfortunately. So that's why, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody tries to preach, you know, safety at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Safety at the end of the day. But
No.
I mean, Speed though, he held his own. He's still breathing. So
Yeah.
hey, commend him for actually getting in there. It takes guts to get in there. Because honestly, he could have said, oh no, nah, like I mean, maybe I'll do a spot, you know, doing something else, a backstage segment or something. But he wanted to actually get in there. You know what I mean? So,
I
and what
respect that.
happened out of that is that he got one of the most viewed videos on their channel, on the WWE channel. You know
Of
what I
all
mean?
time.
So if that don't say, you know, he doing his thing. And what, and another thing that's crazy about that is that actually is gonna bring eyes, new eyes to the product. You know what I mean? So when I saw Speed said he won't be back, I'm gonna tell you something. If that bag is right, he'll be back.
Oh yeah, for sure. Man, somebody who should have never came back into the ring at the Royal Rumble, which I know you had a problem with, was our guy, Mr. Seto Miedo Penta, man. So
Nah, dog. He was out, bro. He was out. So they said his estimated time was like 40 something minutes, huh?
that's what they said, but
His estimated, bro. His ring time to me about 2 3 minutes. No, not even, because that spot happened before number three came out. So that was actually under a minute.
I can't believe they tried to pass this off to me and try to tell me this
But
man's feet ain't touched.
hey, Penta still he still that he still that guy at the end of the day. So hey,
Oh
it is
yeah,
what it is.
definitely. We got the Rey Mysterio face off.
Oh yeah.
At one point in time, the WWE ring was filled with Mexican wrestlers, man. I thought that was dope.
And this is the thing, bro. We was having a chat like off the pod, you know what I mean? Like when we was watching the show, we were saying, oh, so who gonna come out number two, Dom or Penta? We both thought Dom, but Penta was right down like, man, I think one of us just should have took Penta, bro. So one of us would have been right.
Definitely. Man, this Royal Rumble, you had a final four in mind. Your final four was Roman Reigns, John Cena, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. Only one of those guys made it into the final four. How you
Yes,
feel
and it's
about that?
oh man, and like Okay, so we're gonna get to this later about, you know, what one of the Final Four did to one of my Final Four. That was honestly the most BS moment of the whole Royal Rumble, if you ask me. You know what I mean? But I mean, the fact that Logan Paul was a Final Four.
Hey.
But hey, respect to him though. Respect to Logan Paul. Because he is definitely one of the best celebrity wrestlers to step foot in WWE. I will die on that hill. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So he definitely gets that title for sure. Because he's one of the ones that's actually taking that serious. And we're starting to see, you know, the fruits of his labor of him taking it serious. So if that happens to him being Final Four because of it, I mean, hey. Kudos to the man. I can't be mad at it. But when I first saw it, oh, I was like, what the hell is this? And then the fact that you eliminated CM Punk? Oh, bro. If Logan Paul didn't have heat before, that man got a lot of heat now, bro. Man. When that happened, I was like, get the out of here, bro. Like, how the hell does that happen, bro?
It's almost like the air went out the building a little bit. Because everybody was certain that CM Punk was going to win. Everybody thought they knew.
And I thought he was going to win because there was this little stat going around where the superstar that eliminated Roman Reigns in the past
has gone on
to win the Royal Rumble. So yeah. It was only right. You know what I mean? Everybody was like, okay, man. CM Punk won the Royal Rumble. And then they went and pulled the swerve on our ass.
Man, one thing about Triple H that I appreciate, I know we about to get to some of this stuff in a minute, but I appreciate this stuff. Man, he will look at what people are saying and take notes and then like trick you. Like he'll lead you to believe like last year, CM Punk was basically Cody Rhodes last year. Everybody knew Cody Rhodes is going to be in the Rumble and most likely win it. CM Punk had the same layout, but what happened? He did not win. And then everybody thought John Cena was going to win. He did not win. But before we get to that, I want to backtrack because something major kind of happened in this match that, you know, sparked things after the Royal Rumble totally. It's said to believe that Drew McIntyre left the building in rage, yelling and screaming that somebody had to get they shine in. Ruin his spot, and speculation is believed that he's talking about LA Knight, who in the middle of the ring was getting into it with Logan Paul, and that kind of overshadowed Drew McIntyre's elimination, being eliminated by Damian Priest while he was focused on Jey Uso on the other side of the ring. That was happening in the background of everything going on with LA Knight and Logan Paul. And then it's also said that Damian Priest eliminating Drew McIntyre was setting them up for a match at Mania, but he feels like he should be in a bigger storyline. So with all that said, you being the expert in that ring, what's your opinion? You know, you've been in those locker rooms. So what's your opinion on all of that?
This is all I'm going to say. I think that if there's a report out on it, probably something that, you know, Triple H is feeding to these news reporters. Probably something he's feeding to them because
he did say after the Royal Rumble in the media scrum that he wants people to pay more attention to the dirt sheets. So
that's what I'm saying. This is the thing though, man. He does this thing. This is what separates VKM from Paul Levesque. Paul Levesque is actually on social media. He looks at social media. He looks on Twitter. He looks on Instagram. He may even be looking on Facebook. He looks at these things. You know what I mean? So he knows. I'm pretty sure he knows how to bait. He knows how to bait.
So
these whole dirt sheet, this whole like the dirt sheet culture and things of that nature is really about to change, bro. Like, we was already seeing like glimpse of it like last year and the year before that, but now it's really about to change. Like, I'm pretty sure now he's looking at plans like, okay, they're saying this. Okay, let's try to spin on them a little bit, make them believe this. You know what I mean? Unless it's something that they're really, really, really going for. Oh, I'm pretty sure now he's starting to change stuff on a dime with and still make it make sense. And the fact that he could do that, oh, he goated.
So all in all, you saying that this whole Drew McIntyre thing is a work, huh?
Yeah.
I
I can
mean,
see it.
I don't know, like, because him and Damian Priest, from a story standpoint, even though everybody online is saying it don't make sense, it kind of does, like, when you think about it, because the downfall of Drew McIntyre last year at WrestleMania, Damian Priest cashed in on him. So he was fighting the
Full
Judgment
circle.
Day. He was teaming with the Judgment Day and Damian Priest. So they do have history there. It's not like, it would be a nothing. But I do think he should be involved with Roman Reigns and somehow in some capacity, though, moving forward.
Yeah.
Triple H surprising people, is definitely the theme of this podcast, because wouldn't you know it, Jey Uso became your 2025 Men's Royal Rumble winner. And we was talking to we had called each other after this happened. We couldn't believe it, man. Yeet Mania, bro, it's on the way. How surprised were you when this happened? Because
My jaw dropped.
you said John Cena was gonna win. That's what you told me. I knew he wasn't
Look,
gonna win,
man,
though.
my jaw dropped, bro.
I thought
When I
CM Punk was
seen Jey
gonna win.
Uso and John Cena as the final two, one side I wanted John Cena to win. The other side I wanted Jey Uso to win. So when I actually seen that Jey Uso got the win, oh, I was shocked. I was like, wow, they really did it. They really the same way that I felt when Jey Uso won his first singles championship against Braun Breaker. Probably felt 10 times more excitement about him winning the Royal Rumble.
Definitely.
This is something that honestly, believe it or not, what the IWC likes to say, this is something that this man deserves. You know what I mean? He deserves to have this to have his opportunities that he's having right now. Hell. Ever since the pandemic era, dude has been going all in. No pun intended. He's been going all in on this. You know what I mean? He's been getting over with the crowd. He's been selling the merch. He's been doing the appearances. He's been doing this, that, and the third, going all over the place. So I think he deserves this. So honestly, anybody that wants to say, oh, that this was a bad choice, they shouldn't have did this, shouldn't have did that. Well, when I watched Monday Night Raw, we must have been watching two different shows because I seen that crowd, he was fully over. They wanted, bro, I have never seen a crowd ask for an encore. The man's music stopped, bro. And they wanted the music to play back again so they can keep yeeting, bro. Like, it's something when you got celebrities, people that and other people don't even watch wrestling.
But they know who Jey
Chiming
Uso is.
in, that's what I'm saying, and chiming in on their support, chiming in on their respects. Giving the man his flowers and all this other type of stuff. So, I mean, yeah, sure. John Cena, it would have been good if he won, but I'm not mad that Jey Uso won. And I would die on that hill.
Man, were you surprised at all about all the backlash Jey Uso was facing when he did indeed win the Royal Rumble? Because to get on the internet and seeing everybody saying that this was the worst Royal Rumble ever, that and
Dude,
all of this, like, what do
I
you
was
think?
disappointed. I was disappointed because at the same time, this is the same people, believe it or not. These were the exact same people that were saying, oh, why isn't Jey Uso getting this chance? Why is he not winning these WWE Universal Championship matches? Why didn't he beat Roman Reigns? Why didn't he beat Gunther at Saturday Night's Main Event? Why didn't he beat Braun Breaker for the first time? Why didn't he beat Braun Breaker to retain his Intercontinental Championship, excuse me. Why didn't he beat Gunther for the IC Championship the first time? Like, these are the same people that were saying, oh, we want main event Jey Uso, but now that y'all got main event Jey Uso, y'all don't want main event Jey Uso. So honestly, make y'all mind up. Do y'all want main event Jey Uso or do y'all not want main event Jey Uso? And do you want this man to go back into tag team division? Because honestly, if y'all put him back in the tag team division, he's still shining in the tag team division with his brother. Hell, they may become, they're not even going to be the Usos no more. They probably will be the main event Usos. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, and instead of carrying tag team gold, they're going to carry tag team gold and mid-card or even major titles. So it don't even matter at this point. So honestly, the fact that he's going up the top right, like going all the way up to the top right now, it's inevitable. There's nothing that y'all can say or y'all can do. That man been putting in work. I don't care. Call me a glazer, this and the third. I don't care, bro. This man has been doing what he's been doing for 15 plus years. Hell, he even started out since starting at Booker T school. The man's been putting in work, bro. All the times that he had to struggle to get to where he's at. So I kind of feel for the man, bro. Like perfect example, when he cut that promo on Monday Night Raw that we're gonna get into later, dude was speaking from the heart. That was Joshua Fatu. That was not Jey Uso talking. So if y'all still feel like that he doesn't deserve, that he's not deserving of a main event spot, after seeing his reaction, after seeing him cut that promo out there, bruh, don't call yourself a real wrestling fan, bro. Don't call yourself a real wrestling fan. I mean, sure. His moveset is very – I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Is very limited, things of that nature. Y'all like to say his moveset is limited and stuff. But, I mean, hey, that could be worked on. But the fact that he has that can't be taught in no wrestling school, that can't be taught in no performance center, y'all got to deal with it, bro. In the words of Jack Perry, cry me a river.
We got a question coming in from the chat, man. This one coming in from Mustard Ketchup Mayonnaise. Do you guys think Hulk Hogan will make a comeback? He was on the Pat McAfee show recently, you know, saying that he knew he was going to be booed. He then took some shots at Bret Hart. Do you think, you know, Hulk Hogan is going to make a comeback, or you think it's over for him?
All right, first off, shout out Mustard Ketchup Mayonnaise, man. But look, I'm about to say, you know what? Me and Ronda Don going to say the same answer in 3, 2, 1. Hell no.
Hell no. Nah, it ain't happening, bro.
It's not happening, dog. Not in this universe, bro. The fact that CM Punk even – he pretty much buried – CM Punk pretty much buried him in one of his promos that he did on Raw, bro. And that was and from what I've heard, that was an on the fly promo.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, he'll throw Hulk Hogan's ass over the top rope and then Hulkamania for good. That wasn't in the script.
To me, if you get this reference or not, Hulk Hogan is the equivalent of that man on the plane with the Burger King crown, man. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. But look though. Jey Uso won the Royal Rumble, and people are upset about it. Now, like Daniel Bryan said in his promo, wrestling fans are fickle. I saw somebody say on Twitter, I was trying to find it, but I cannot find it. Somebody literally said that all we care about is when he make his entrance. Once that bell ring, it goes downhill from there. Like, that tells you right there that people don't really care about this man. I'm telling you. So
I couldn't tell.
I like the decision. I like the fact that we didn't, like, it was so stacked that we didn't know who was going to win. And literally the last person we thought was going to win, the person that literally lost a world championship match, like, what, 7 nights ago, was the one that won. Now, this could be because, you know, WWE bringing back, you know, people that wasn't watching. So they don't really know the story of the bloodline. Like, I know people, you know, they just now getting back into wrestling. So they don't even know what Jay been through. They just know main event Jey Uso, you feel me? Said I don't know the story, but man, that man deserved that. So anybody complaining about that, I just don't get it. Who impressed you the most outside of, you know, the main guys in the Royal Rumble? For me, it was Bron Breakker. That spear on Roman Reigns was crazy.
Bro, I was about to say the same thing, bro. Braun Breaker, I don't know what it is. Hey, look, I guess he was thinking about his ex, Cora Jade before the show or something, because dog was, bro, the spear he gave the I Show Speed, bro. That was one of those, like how we used to say it, them Cora Jade inspired spears, bro. That was not no regular spear, bro, that he's been doing for the past couple of weeks. Dog put some
Dog.
stank on that, bro. And Joe Hendry, he surprised me too. Joe
Yeah, we
Hendry
didn't
getting
mention
inside
that.
the Royal Rumble. Man, oh man, look, that right there only shows, bro. I think they got more plans for him in the future. I'm not gonna necessarily say they got like immediate plans for him right now, but down the line, he's definitely either gonna be at, honestly, you might even see him at TakeOver Stand and Deliver. Never know.
I'm not ruling it out. JDC, formerly known as Fandango, was on NXT, so I'm definitely not ruling it out. But man, let's get into these hot takes, man. I know you've been waiting to tear into the IWC. You know, we're going to war with them right now. If y'all watching, send in your hot takes, or something that you feel like, you know, need to be said. And we're gonna say it and we're gonna react to it. But the first tweet I got is basically calling out Triple H. They said when Penta came to the WWE, he was on the main roster. When the Motor City Machine Guns came to the WWE, main roster. Jacob Tongaloa, Tamatunga, main roster. But when it came to Julia, Stephanie Vaquer, and Jordynne Grace, they was all sent to NXT. So basically, they trying to say, you know, Triple H is holding down the women. What you think about that? I'm gonna let you go off, man.
Honestly, I'm not even gonna say a lot, you know, what you think I'm gonna say, but honestly, it's really just, if we're being honest, all that is just, if you look at it from another perspective, he's really just helping out Shawn Michaels even more. You know what I mean? With the women's division just stacking it up even higher. But I mean, let me see his tweet, man. Triple H has a way of doing things. Chris Woe's name? Wise name? Where his name
Yeah,
is?
something like that.
Oh man, buddy, what are you doing? But yeah, man. So honestly, I think NXT, like, did I now see? I was one of them ones that was saying, you know, Jordynne Grace should have been on the main roster when she came up, when she got signed, because she already had a stint in NXT. But I mean, I guess it's just a whole thing of, I guess, them giving her more of a test run. I guess they gotta continue her test run for right now. But I think she has nothing else to prove, really. I think they honestly, her NXT run that she has right now is probably gonna be short and sweet. She's probably gonna be on the main roster on the Raw at the WrestleMania. So that's one of them things that people gotta just let cook, bro. See, that's the problem now. That's the problem now with people like Chris Wozniak or Wozniak or you know, like, however you say your name, y'all don't let stuff cook, bro. Y'all think, see, y'all want instant gratification. Y'all want that instant dopamine hit. But that's your problem now. You see, you gotta let stuff cook. You gotta let stuff marinate, bro.
Man, nah, as far as Jordynne Grace though, I just feel like it's one of them things, to where like everything for WrestleMania is pretty much already planned. So like where would she even
Right.
fit in? And then like if she is just thrown randomly on the card, then you kind of kill her momentum. So it's like,
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. But then
but
again, you
I
have a
mean,
point. But I mean, but I can kind of sway away because this was around the same time Jade Cargill debuted, was at the Royal
yeah.
Rumble, and she was at WrestleMania. But they put her in a tag match though. But so I kind of see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I mean, unless you let her go after, you know, Chelsea Green or something like that, but you know, next tweet.
Yeah, I
See what
want to
we
see
got.
these tweets that these people got, man. Cause these hot takes, I like looking at these, man. I like to see what people be saying on here, bro.
Local Soundwave said they Finn Balor him talking about Carmelo Hayes. So how do you think that's valid?
They Finn Balored him. I mean, dog ain't get injured. So how they Finn Balor?
They basically trying to say like he got all this. I'm guessing he trying to say he got all this potential, but they not booking him the right way. I think that's what he's saying.
I mean, I can kind of agree, you know, because Carmelo Hayes is definitely one of the ones that I do think can be a little higher, you know, in his career as far as where he's at right now. He could be a little higher, and honestly, I think he will get higher. It's just a matter of them finding the right story for him right now and finding that something that, you know, make it to where he's not just, you know, because, I mean, look, like we said last week or the week before, I forgot, like, he's taking losses by credible people, and he's getting offense in. It's not like he's just jobbing match after match after match after match. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's still getting wins. You know what I mean? He still gets wins here and there. But you just got to just – honestly, Carmelo Hayes is one of them cases you got to just let – we got to just, you know, just, like, hope for the best in them plans, and hopefully they got something in store for him. But I think they do. I think they got something in store for Carmelo Hayes, man. They ain't just going to leave him high and dry like that. Come on. It's Carmelo Hayes. He's him.
He hasn't really been in a rivalry since he's been on the main roster, really. I mean, he had the 7
Andrade.
Yeah, but like he didn't, but that's what, you know, he didn't go over in that. He had a rivalry with LA Knight, he didn't go over in that. So it's like he just need to win like something, you know.
Yeah. Can't forget that memorable line that he gave us, man.
Yeah,
put the prize in the bag, bro. You're washed. Put the prize in the bag. You're washed, bro. That right there, I ain't gonna lie. Dog was foot farming when he said that, bro. Dog was foot farming when he said that. Put the fries in the bag.
We got this next one, which is my personal favorite that I found.
What's up?
This is LA Knight if he changed his name to LA and Hawaii. Basically, like, so there's this debate. I'll give some background to it. People are saying, because the argument is like Jey Uso is so over with the crowd, that's why he deserves this. Well, people were saying last year when LA Knight was so over with the crowd, they didn't give him the briefcase. So they basically saying WWE is showing favoritism to the Anoa'i/Fatu family. So that's what this guy is saying.
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's favoritism. Y'all got to understand, bro. The Bloodline gave us a storyline for 4+ years and counting. Now, the story is, you know, it's like more of like the stories are now separated. You know, you got Roman Reigns doing his thing. You got Jey Uso doing his own thing. You got Jimmy Uso doing his own thing. It's like right now, it's like in a side quest era, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So, but LA Knight, he was over. And I still do think.
He should have won Money in the Bank.
But
no disrespect to Damian Priest. Hey, Damian Priest had paid off, but LA Knight should have won. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I honestly think if LA Knight would have won that Money in the Bank, and he could have possibly cashed in at WrestleMania, that right there alone would have been his WrestleMania moment, you know.
Yeah. But that clearly, you know, whoever this is, he's an LA Knight fan, so.
Yeah, LA Knight was champion. Yeah, that name just says it right there, bro. But shout out LA Knight, man. He won them ones. You feel me?
All right, last one. This next one is a lengthy one. No Diddy. And it's about Charlotte. You know, we ain't talk about Monday Night Raw yet, but basically, this person doesn't like Charlotte. Well, let me read it, man. Because
we gotta summarize this. We gotta summarize this one. We ain't reading this whole thing now. Let's see.
They basically saying that Charlotte, like, it's WWE's fault that nobody likes Charlotte. They saying that the way she's been booked, you know, she was forced into the three-way between Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. She beat Asuka twice at WrestleMania. The first time, defeating Asuka when her streak was still alive. They did the little thing where her and Sasha kept trading the title to up her stats. And then, you know, she gets injured. She gets sidelined. She comes back and she's immediately in the title picture. And like everything she does is not like, it just feels forced. It's nothing that she does that connects with the crowd is what this person is saying. But I'm going to leave.
He got a point. Well, see, yeah, you are right about that, though. They was low-key sat-patting her, though, at the first couple of title runs. Because they was just back and forth. They was low-key sat-patting with that one. But, I mean, look, man. When it comes to Charlotte, like I said, I had texted you, like, while Raw was going on. You kind of do got a feel for her, though, because she is going through stuff outside the ring. She's going through stuff outside the ring. It was reported that her and Andrade are no longer a thing. You know what I mean? So the fact that she got that on her mind, plus now she has to pretty much force this next heel run. But I'm pretty sure she wanted to be a babyface coming back. But
yeah, she tried to be. She was dapping up the fans down the ramp, but the people just booed her.
They just, oh man,
no
just,
sympathy.
It fell flat, man. It's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate for Charlotte, man. I do feel for her, but.
I mean, she went to NXT, she got a little bit more love, but it was still some people in there not really feeling it. Like, I don't know. Like,
we'll have to see how SmackDown reacts. I think SmackDown gonna react though, because they want that Tiffany Stratton Charlotte match. So I don't care what nobody say. The IWC, look, man, y'all can deny it all y'all want. Y'all want that Charlotte and Tiffany Stratton match, don't y'all? Yeah, y'all do. Don't cap. Or how Ron the Don said, don't be flagging. Why y'all flagging?
Man, but let's jump into it, man. Charlotte came out. She didn't start off the show, but since we was already talking about it, she came out, you know, trying to tell the crowd all she's been through just to get back, and she missed the fans, but the fans didn't miss her. They booed her. Rhea Ripley came out, told Charlotte she should challenge her. Charlotte calls her a kid. You mentioned Tiffany Stratton. Charlotte went to go see NXT champion Julia and her contenders, who could possibly be NXT champion by the time Charlotte makes her decision. So who do you think Charlotte should choose, you know, for WrestleMania? Do you want to see a Rhea Ripley rematch? You know, last time it was a banger, but this would be the third WrestleMania match, like Rock and Austin.
I mean, I wouldn't look. All three scenarios are great. All three scenarios are great. Hell, even the NXT scenario would be great, because what that does is that would actually kind of rewrite what Charlotte was trying to do, and that's win the NXT championship in front of a live audience. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Give that NXT superstar that WrestleMania platform. Because I'm pretty sure that's what they were trying to do with Rhea Ripley. They were trying to give an NXT superstar a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if she does that and gives another NXT, if she gives another NXT superstar an opportunity like that, I think, you know, the IWC and the fans in attendance will probably back off her a little bit more. But not as much as that SmackDown match that she could possibly have with Tiffany Stratton. That right there, I'm pretty sure the fans they gonna eat that up, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I still think it is gonna be Tiffany. But when I saw Trish Stratus come back at the Royal Rumble, I know they wanted to do something there. But I kind of think that's probably gonna be the match for Elimination Chamber, because it's gonna be in Toronto and Trish hometown.
Right.
So I could. So yeah, I think it's gonna be. I think Rhea and Charlotte would be a banger, but we've seen it. And I would be more interested in Rhea and Io, or Rhea and Bianca. So I'm still holding out for that Rhea and Bianca match at WrestleMania. I definitely want to get that.
Heel Bianca?
It could lead to that. Bianca been planting them seeds with Naomi.
Yeah.
She been planting them seeds of a heel turn. But from the Women's Royal Rumble winner to the men's, we kind of talked about it earlier, but do you think when Jey Uso came out, did his encore of his entrance and all of that, he cut his heartfelt promo. He was then interrupted by the ring, General Gunther, your world champion, basically saying that he's disappointed And beating Jey Uso does nothing for his legacy. Now, this is what I love, because they're literally taking the comments online and then making it into a promo. So you got to appreciate that for sure. But man, all in all, how do you feel about, you know, who do you think Jey should choose? Should he go to Gunther way? Should he go hit a Obafemi in NXT? Should he do, you know, Cody Rhodes? Like, I already told you what I think should happen when he first won it, what I think would be pretty cool.
Now, I know one thing. Now, I know one champion he's not going after, bro. Because I know dog did not wait no 15 years to go get an NXT championship. So that's out. That's out. Now, the WWE championship, Cody Rhodes. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it, but I don't see it being a possibility. Now, Gunther.
I know how to make it a possibility. But that's me.
I mean, if you want to spill the beans, bro, go crazy.
Look, man, I already know people gonna be like, nah, we don't want that. But just imagine, Jey is gonna pick Gunther, and then he gets interrupted by the final boss telling him that he gotta beat Cody for the family, and then they gonna be like, Jey can't do this, so he gonna try to trick Jey up out his spot to beat Cody at WrestleMania. But nah, he gonna go for Gunther. I already know he should.
Say, bro, because I don't think The Rock gonna be he's not gonna be at WrestleMania, bro.
He not, bro. But yeah, I think he should choose Gunther.
Yeah, also, there's a story behind that, you know what I mean? So
definitely. It seems like Karrion Kross is choosing Sami Zayn because he keeps targeting him, and we've seen over the past couple of months, everybody that Karrion Kross comes into contact with has been turning heel. Drew McIntyre, The Miz, you know, others, AJ Styles, you know, all these people have been turning the corner after, you know, running into Karrion Kross. So you say you had a theory about Sami Zayn. Did you want to enlighten us, or you want to, you know, keep that one close to the vest?
I'll keep it close to the vest until I can get two and two together, so I can put the pieces more together, you know what I mean? Because right now it's all over the place, so I got to get the pieces together.
I don't know, like, if you remember Sean O'Hare from the Ruthless Aggression era. He wasn't around, like, super long, but this was kind of like his gimmick, where he was, like, the devil's advocate gimmick. And it seems like what Karrion Kross, how do you think, like, what do you think about that and what he's doing?
If they are, in a way, paying tribute to Sean O'Hare, then shout out, you know, to the WWE for that. Because that dude, you know what I mean? He definitely was underrated. Like you said, Sean O'Hare was one of your favorite wrestlers to play on Here Comes the Pain. You feel me? So, hey, he won them once for sure.
The New Day got a rebrand, new theme song. Kofi ain't got no mustache.
Throw the beard away, Kofi. Clean shave, my boy. Clean shave, start all over, dog. What is this? What is this? Like, why are you cutting off the stash, bro? It's not like what is that? What are you trying to do?
No.
What is that, bro? And then that theme song, bro. It's a hype. I'm not just gonna come on here and dog on him.
Hey. It's better than the new Judgment Day theme song, in my opinion.
Man, oh man, I'm still shocked they changed that song, man.
I'm sorry, man. Defund Death Rebel, bro. That's all I'm saying. But
I'm hoping that we get some good news about them in a couple of months.
I know. I was gonna say Big E was not in the Royal Rumble, but who knows? Liv Morgan qualified for the Elimination Chamber. She tricked Rhea Ripley into hitting her during her match with Io, so she got in via disqualification. Rhea Ripley and Io faced off after that, so that could be seeds planted there. Chad Gable left to study the dark arts of Lucha Libre, leaving the American Maid Ivy Nile to go after the Women's Intercontinental Championship, and the Creed brothers to go out to the tag team titles. Now, it's been speculation online that Chad Gable is actually heading to AAA to master his skills down there. Shout out Conan, man. What you think about that?
Random, but I like it. I like it though, because it actually makes sense, you know, with the story that they're telling with Chad Gable.
Yeah.
And Penta. Because I mean, if you think about it, Chad Gable was unprepared for Penta. So now he wants to go get the art. He wants to master the art.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you go to master the art? You go where it's at. So that's AAA. So hey.
Nah, they definitely gonna put on some bangers down there. AJ Styles is heading to Raw. There's also speculation that the returning Alexa Bliss is heading to SmackDown. I don't know if Nikki Bella was a one-off, but I don't know where she's going. It's interesting that Alexa Bliss is going to SmackDown because the Wyatt Six are there. I know you said in the past you don't think they are teaming up, but hey. In the main event, CM Punk proved that Sami Zayn is indeed not on his level. Even after a pep talk from Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn still lost versus CM Punk. CM Punk qualified for the Elimination Chamber. He will join John Cena in that match. And then after the match, Sami Zayn was attacked by his good old friend Kevin Owens and Package Piledriver in the middle of that ring. And man, I love Kevin Owens, man. That's all I
It's justified, bro. You watched your friend get his ass beat. That, bro, he had that Package Power Driver coming, bro. Look, I'm sorry, Sami Zayn, bro. You want to look, you are in one of my top five, well, in my top 10 this week. But, bro, you had that Power Driver coming, bro. You sat there and watched your best friend get his ass whooped. And I'm not talking just, you know what I mean, just go ahead and just lose the match. Dude was bloody, leaking, got thrown through a ladder. Got his ass beat.
And he let Cody stand over him.
Another thing, too. He spun the block and stood over both of y'all boys. If we being honest, he stood over both of y'all. Made y'all like some come-ups. So, hey, you had that coming, Sammy. I'm sorry, bro.
Shout out Kevin Owens for trolling wearing the Sami Zayn Forever shirt.
Bro, he's killing it with them shirts, bro. Like, it's the subtle details about his gimmick, bro, that I mess with so much, bro. Like, I don't care what
son of a Canadian, son of a Canadian security camera technician or something like that, you say?
Yeah.
Man, I love it, man. Kevin Owens, I ain't gonna say generational run, but he on one hell of a run right now. I need my man to get some gold at the end of that. Speaking
of
gold.
If he does get gold, it will be generational.
No, for sure. Speaking of gold, though. Undertaker on his podcast said that he doesn't like the idea of John Cena winning his 17th WWE World title. He said, "I hope not. I know that sounds bad. John has already showed that he would rather be in Hollywood instead of here. He needs to put other people over at this point." So, you know, is the dead man speaking facts? Now, look, I know you a John Cena stan. So, you know. What you think?
I mean, look, shout out Undertaker, shout out John Cena. They both, you know, in my top 10 all time. Of all time.
I said Undertaker might be the greatest of all time, if you ask me.
Yeah. And he's been through many generations of wrestling.
As they would say, if anybody got a problem with that, argue with your mama.
But hey, what I will say, man. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. And in this instance, I'm sorry, Undertaker, but you're dead ass wrong, bro. Dog, he's winning that 17th championship, bro. I mean, look, he's already tied up with Ric Flair, and he's still active. You might as well just pull the trigger, bro. You might as well do it. Hell, it could be his last match that he gets the championship, if I'm being real. It could be his last match. It doesn't have to be like at WrestleMania. It could be his absolutely last scheduled date match. It could be his last match in the championship.
So this man win the title and then vacate it, bruh? Ain't no way.
Hey.
I mean, for him, I allow it, but I'm just saying that would be crazy. Man.
I'm just saying, if they wanted to wait that long, then hey. I wouldn't be mad at it because it's John Cena, bro.
For anybody that really thought John Cena was going to WrestleMania to challenge for the world title, I've been telling y'all this. If you've been tapped into the pod, it's not happening. He's going to win it at SummerSlam. Mark my words. He might even get the Money in the Bank briefcase and cash in. But, you know, because he did have a failed cash in, he got to redeem that.
I ain't going to lie. If he does do the cash in, no, he got to do it. He got to do it in the running way. He got to be like, you know what, man? Hey,
this, forget this. This my last shot.
I want that 17.
Nah, I definitely think they drawing it out because think about it. What's going to keep us invested? If John Cena win the title right now, or if it looks like he running out of hope and then he eventually wins it through half the year and now he's going on a run, and then who beats John Cena? Y'all just got to be logical, man.
Let it cook, man. Yeah. IWC, bro. Y'all just some instant gratification. Oh, I can't even get it out, bro. Y'all some dopamine. Y'all some dopamine.
Fickle.
Bro, period. What he said. Y'all some dopamine.
Nah, Undertaker is wrong. We definitely gotta see John Cena hit him up for that 17th time. And I definitely need Randy Orton to take it off of him.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, to stay on topic though, you know what's gonna be funny though? I'm not even gonna say if. When John Cena wins the 17th world title, watch Undertaker throw out a tweet or an Instagram post about it and be like, oh man, congratulations.
I know.
They
probably gonna hold a ceremony for him and he probably gonna be there. But hey, I ain't mad at it. Man, before we head on out of here, this is the first podcast of the month. So we gotta get into our monthly power rankings. Starting with number 10, this guy has impressed Mr. Alexander. He goes by him, and so does this guy. Number 10, Carmelo Hayes. Why did you select Carmelo Hayes for your power rankings? Number 10.
Hey, man. Hey, look, honestly, he's been turning lemons to lemonade, you know, so he's been, you know what I mean, dealing the cards that he's dealt. So, you know what I mean? You got to give the dude his flowers for, you know what I mean, at least trying to get something out of nothing. You know what I mean? So.
Definitely. Now, this next guy rhymes with him, but he actually goes by the name of Big Jim, number 9, Jimmy Uso. What was your thoughts about Jimmy Uso clocking in at number 9?
I mean, hey, he's been on a hell of a run right now. You know what I mean? He's been getting that with the crowd. Hey, yeah,
of course.
He getting some traction. It may not look like it right now, but he getting somewhere with it. It ain't all the way at the finish line, but we taking baby steps there. You know what I mean? So
definitely, man. Keeping it within the family, we got to shout out our girl Nia Jax coming in at number 8. She's been going on a good run. And she's been doing her thing. She's been holding it down for the women's division. Quiet as kept, then Mrs. Consistency, you know, all the way dating back since she came back. So she had a good match with Rhea Ripley at Saturday Night Main Event. Had a good showing in the Rumble, man, so I can't wait to see what's next for her. Coming in at number 7, I know this is your guy, Sami Zayn, clocking in at number 7 for the monthly rankings. How you feel about that one?
Look, man, aside with you just standing there and watching Kevin Owens, you know what I mean, get that beat down, hey, you've been putting in that work. You've been making lemons, like I said about Carmelo. You've been taking your lemons and turning it into lemonade. So you've just been, you know, doing your thing. So, hey, got to go at number 7 for sure.
Number 6, the guy that many thought was going to win the Royal Rumble, but he did not, CM Punk. He's been having a great run, especially on the microphone. You know, had a banger match with Sami Zayn on Monday Night Raw, in my opinion. And he, for me, you know, he takes this number 6 spot. Would have been higher if he would have won, but he came up short. Next on the list is a guy that's putting everybody on notice. Jacob Fatu coming in the top 5, man. How you feel about that one?
Woof. I mean, look, dude, you don't even need a championship right now. And they pushing this man to the moon, bro. Pushing him all the way up there. Hell, he's in Dirty V 2K25 as a playable character on release date. When he pretty much came, he came in around, like, I would say, honestly, DLC cuts. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The fact that they're saying, you know what, we got to put him on the game and putting him on the cover? Oh, yeah. You bro, you already know. They think highly of Jacob Fatu, and for good reason. I mean, hey, if you don't know who Jacob Fatu is, look him up in, like, Reality of Wrestling, MLW. Look him up to see what he's been doing, sure. Bro. I'm telling you, bro. You are in for a surprise, bro. And he was way crazier on the mic, so.
I still can't get over that one bar he had on a couple of SmackDowns ago when he was talking about, you can't scale me. I come raw and uncut. Hey.
Nah, bro. It was another one that he did with Damian Priest. He was like, oh, you can get your hair braided, but don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Man, straight bar dropper, man.
Telling you.
The bar guy, Jacob Fatu, man. Number four. I know this is where it's going to get controversial. He won at the Royal Rumble. Still your WWE Undisputed Champion, Cody Rhodes. You know, he's at number four. He's been having a solid run. Number three is where it gets kind of controversial because above him, I got his opponent who lost, Kevin Owens. Man, for me, I don't know about you, but this guy just make me feel something. No,
hey, deal. Like you said, bro, dog has been the MVP of this whole feud. He's been the MVP, honestly. He's been the MVP of SmackDown, bro.
Yeah.
If we think about it, like, dude, like, bro, every time, you know, Kevin Owens is advertised for SmackDown, you gonna watch. You gonna watch. Yes.
We ain't even talk about SmackDown, but him and CM Punk had one hell of a promo battle on SmackDown, too. That was probably the only good thing that came out of SmackDown. Hey.
That's funny.
Number two, it's Tiffy time, man. Clocking in at number two, Tiffany Stratton, your WWE Women's Champion. You know, having successful title defenses. Maybe up next with Charlotte Flair, but, you know, she's here. She's the now. You know, I expect her to stay, as she say, on the Tiffy top. And number one, you know, this is no question, man. But I'm gonna let you do the, honors with this one.
At number one, this was a unanimous choice amongst me and Ron the Don. At number one, we have Mr. Yeet Man himself, the winner of the 2025 Men's Royal Rumble match. Jay. Main event, Jay Uso.
Hey, man, definitely deserving. Man, it's his year. It's his time. We definitely about to get Eddie Guerrero and the man that shall not be named moment at WrestleMania with him and Jimmy both holding up single titles. I'm speaking it. I'm manifesting it. It's going to happen.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, man, but this has been a great live, man. I appreciate everybody who commented. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Tap in with us. Hey, we love to hear feedback. We love to hear questions. So keep commenting. If you got any hot takes, you know, comment those. You will be featured on the podcast, man. We love to answer hot takes. We love to answer.
You will be featured. And if it's some BS, you will get fraud.
So, yeah, man. Anything you want to say to the people before we head on out of here, though?
Man, look, just add me on all social medias, Alexander_, that's on Instagram, Twitter, you know, or X, I'm sorry, and, you know what I mean, TikTok, but, hey, we there with it. So, hey, that's all I got for y'all boys, man. I hope everybody that was watching enjoyed, you know, the live broadcast that we put on for y'all. You feel me?
Yeah. Man. And like that, ladies and gentlemen, we out.